Well, Shane Rimmel is the microbiologist, a microbiologist and director of Food Consulting Services. He's joining us this morning to help us understand the Coup saga, or the Tiger Brand saga. Shame, it's not just Coup. We've basically, we wanted to chat to him after that news story that broke yesterday regarding Tiger Brands recalling some, I think it was it million, couple million, 20 million? Cans of tinned food that were produced over May 2019 to May 2021. One of you has already texted us to say, where can I take my cans back to, especially if I don't still have the receipt. But first and foremost, we want to understand exactly how a batch can be contaminated over such a long period. Shane Rimmel joins us now. Good morning, Shane. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks, Refilwe, and yourself?
I'm excellent. So you know, what can you make of, in your food consulting expertise, what do you make of this particular story? How, first and foremost, can a batch spread over 2 years?
So I managed to find a press release, I think by Tiger Brands, giving quite a bit of detail in terms of what actually happened. And what it is a defective side seam weld on the can. So there's actually something wrong with the can from the packaging supplier. So according to the press release, they had detected these defects before they had labeled the cans and sent them out. They did more research. They contacted the packaging supplier, who then said that there could be additional batches that have been affected. There were thus six batches that were affected in total. Then a seventh batch was identified again after investigation, and it was discovered that part of the seventh batch had been released to the shops.
Yes.
So we're obviously very worried about that. Had a look at it and couldn't quite understand how that had been missed with the quality assurance. They then transported a whole lot of cans, in fact, 287,000 cans from Johannesburg to the Western Cape, to see was there a problem in terms of the transportation. After they did this, they found a couple of cans with a leaking side seam as well. So it seemed that upon quality inspection, there wasn't any issues, but after transportation, there may have been an issue with the side seam weld. So it appears that this is a defect in the can, and they have obviously taken a precautionary measure by recalling all of these cans. So, yeah.
So Shane, one of the things that the company was very open about, of course, in that press release is the fact that the risk of illness or injury is very low. But you know, then how does one? Because I think it does open up a difficult question. I imagine, given that the risk to injury or illness is very low, this is not about the food quality control, but certainly the packaging quality control. What steps, if you in your food consulting services were working with a client, would you find this a little bit odd that they had discovered it and gone out with the release anyway?
No, not necessarily. I think what we've got to have a look at here is there's two different risks in terms of food. Number one is food poisoning, and the other one is food spoilage. So when we have a look at cans, they're placed into a large retort, like a big pressure cooker, and they're heated up above 120 degrees Celsius for a few minutes, depending on the type of food. That kills all bacteria and also bacterial spores and renders the product safe and sterile. So that has occurred. So what they've done is they've essentially killed all the bacteria in the can. The problem is that after that's all been killed, if that can doesn't remain sealed, if there's a break in these seams, then oxygen can leak into the can and bacteria can start to grow. But understand that there are no bad or disease-causing bacteria in the can to start off with. They can't just suddenly appear in the can. So that's why they're saying it's a low food safety risk. Because there's no pathogen or disease-causing bacteria in the can to start off with. So it would be like any other food at home, where you leave it a bit too long or you open it and eventually it starts spoiled. You've got to throw it out. And that's essentially what's happening here. So that's why they have said there's a very low food safety risk, because there isn't any food poisoning bacteria that we're dealing with here.
Right. So just to be clear about exactly what has been potentially tainted, it's the Coup baked beans and Hugo's baked beans. It's in various sauces, chakalaka, tomato, chili sauce, chili vorse. It's also butter beans, corn, mixed vegetables and garden peas, and some meals like spaghetti in a can. But So none of these has any sort of pickled nature. But out of interest, as a person who's an expert in this, you know, is there ever a risk that, say, pickled goods could react with the metal?
So what happens is that the lining of the can, so inside the actual metal, there's a plastic lining inside the can. So all cans have got this plastic lining. And that prevents the food coming into contact with the actual can. So, again, I think a lot of the pickles you'll find are usually in glass bottles. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a look at your pickled gherkins and so on, they usually come in glass bottles. And, you know, when you open up that lid, you will see inside that metal lid, you've got that very thick sort of plastic layer, which then prevents the
acidity with that.
Coming into contact with it. Yeah. And if you have a look in all cans, you'll find a plastic lining inside that can. Some of them are clear. Some of them might even be white in color. Depends on the manufacturer of the can.
Got you. All right. Thank you very much. So just for the one listener who was saying they don't know whether to take it back to Pick and Pay or Checkers, it looks as though the company is allowing return to any local shop supermarket. And, of course,
correct.
Once that supermarket sends it back, they will then be able to claim back from the manufacturer.
That is correct, yeah. So as far as I understand, you can take it back to any of the major stores and they will receive the cans and send it back to the supplier.
All right. Thank you so much for disabusing us of any panic. Shane Rimmel, microbiologist and director of Food Consulting Services, giving us the lowdown on that.